Whoa, big fella, it's time for the Superstars of Business. Welcome to the Superstars of Business as Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors another in-depth look at our area businesses, products, people, service, and organizations that make our area work. So let's learn more about a local business that you might not have heard about. As a matter of fact, it will be a new experience for me on Norwest Corporation. Norwest Corporation and its representative Bill Ward is here. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for coming and telling us about Norwest. What is Norwest Corporation?
Well, Norwest is an international company dealing mostly with mining, energy, and environmental consulting. We provide services to the oil, gas, coal, coal bed methane, oil sands, and mining industries. Our main offices in the U.S. are in Denver and Salt Lake. Internationally, we have two big offices in Calgary and Vancouver, about 240 employees worldwide, about 40 out of our Denver office, and then here in Trinidad, we employ about six people.
Okay, great. So consulting services. Of course, energy, a big emphasis on that here in the last several, for many years.
Yes.
And, of course, a lot of natural gas, drills, platforms, et cetera, and coal mine opening up in the Trinidad area as well. So you mentioned that the Trinidad offices focuses. Now, CBM, did you say CBM?
Yes, in our Trinidad office primarily deals with CBM or coal bed methane.
Coal bed methane,
yes.
Okay. And so explain what CBM is.
Well, CBM is really a CBM or a methane is also known as natural gas. It's just a natural form of gas found in coal seams. The coal seams in this area tend to be saturated with water. Once you begin to pump some of the water off, that reduces the pressure in the coal seams and allows the gas to flow to the well bore. Kind of one of the misnomers about the water production is you don't necessarily need to have to pull all the water out of the coal seam to produce the natural gas. It's just a matter of reducing the pressure in the coal seam, and you get that pressure gradient moving towards the well bore. And that produces the natural gas.
Okay, quite a complicated process.
Oh, yes,
actually. It is. And is there a regulation for CBM production?
Yes, there's a lot of regulation for CBM. The three main agencies that we deal with are the in Colorado are the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, also known as the COGCC. We deal with the Division of Water Resources. And then also the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, or CDPHE.
Okay.
COGCC primarily regulates stormwater management, any kind of trying to eliminate erosion, sediment moving off the sites. They also regulate the pits, the infiltration and evaporation pits, injection wells for the produced water, and any kind of reclamation both of the wells and the well pads themselves.
So there are a lot of hoops to jump
through. There are a lot of hoops to jump through.
Environmental regulations, et cetera, have become very much to the forefront here.
Yes.
Just very, very much recently.
And that's our primary focus here in the Trinidad office is with the environmental regulations that the CBM industry has to deal with.
Okay, so what sort of services do you provide to meet those requirements?
Well, one of the first things we do is we collect samples of the water produced at all those CBM wellheads, and that helps to determine how that water can be managed. We also do a lot of landowner water well sampling. New regulations that have come in the last few years require the industry to sample landowner water wells both before drilling, after drilling, and then at 3 years and 6 years down the road. So you have a good idea of whether you've had any impacts on water wells. We also do a lot of, for the Division of Water Resources, we do permitting of the water wells. We've done an extensive aquifer depletion analysis. And then for CDPHE, they're primarily the ones who regulate whether the water can be put into surface streams and lakes, and that requires a lot of monitoring, and we do all that regulatory monitoring for the industry also.
You're busy.
We are busy.
Very busy.
We are busy.
And some job security here for into the future, too, as well.
Yes.
Now, you were talking about stormwater inspection. What is,
yes.
What does that entail?
Primarily, what it involves is trying to reduce the amount of erosion or sediment that takes place around a new construction area. The CDPHE and COGCC currently require a stormwater discharge permit if you disturb an area of an acre or more, and that's not can be either just an acre by itself or in aggregate, which is what we deal with more in the CBM industry. You have a number of well pads that add up to more than an acre. So one of the key things that we do is we've written a plan for our clients that give them what's known as best management practices for reducing erosion and runoff from the sites. We then also go out and do the inspections. We don't do any actual installations on the BMPs. That tends to go to other companies, but we do the inspections on whether they're in place, whether they're being maintained. You know, things like silt fence, straw bales, reclamation type work like reseeding. We do do that kind of inspections on and every site needs to be inspected annually. So it's a continuing thing. And under some of the CDPHE regulations, some newer sites need to be inspected on a 14-day basis. As more of the BMPs take hold, then they go to a 30-day basis, and then eventually they default to the COGCC's annual inspections.
Certainly a lot more than I anticipated and that most people probably realize.
Yes.
How closely watched and monitored it is. Of course, we're all concerned about environment and environmental concerns. What are the concerns with coal bed methane?
Well, I think the biggest concerns are people's concerns about whether their water wells could be impacted. Also, there's a lot of concern with whether the water that's produced is of a good quality that's suitable for livestock and wildlife. Is there any potential for harm there? And can this water have any impacts on the water's use for irrigation?
Right. Private water wells. Tell us a little bit more about what is entailed there and trying to protect that.
Well, one of the key regulations that we have to deal with is through COGCC. They require that private water wells within either a quarter to a half mile of where a new well is being drilled are sampled before the drilling takes place. They need to be sampled again within a year after the drilling, those results compared to see whether there's been any changes, and then again at 3 years and again at 6 years. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of effort that goes on with that. And then also we deal with Pioneer Natural Resources quite a bit, and they have set up sort of a voluntary program through the Los Angeles County Health Department where anyone in the county can go to the health department, pick up what we call our landowner water well kit, take it to their place, fill up the bottle, bring it back to the health department. From there, we take the sample, we'll ship it off, get the proper analysis from the labs, and then provide them with that information, and it's all covered by Pioneer Natural Resources.
Okay.
And that's the service that's available to anybody in Los Angeles County.
Okay, great. Private water wells, we know why there's a concern there. Why? What about irrigation water? Why?
The issue with irrigation is that the CBM water that's produced can be kind of high in salts. And salts will have a tendency to, I don't want to get too technical here, but it has a tendency to reverse the osmotic balance in the root system of plants. And so literally plants they can be in the presence of the water but not be able to uptake enough water for their needs. So essentially they dry up even though they're in the presence of water. Mm. There's also an impact to the soils if the water is too salty. So it needs to be monitored very carefully, particularly what's mixed in with, you know, water in the Purgatory River, the Apishapaw River, and you know, there we're have some fairly extensive monitoring programs on with that water that to ensure it's the water quality stays good.
Well, you talked about monitoring. How do you do that? How do you
currently on the Purgatory, the CBM operators have voluntarily set up what we call stream monitoring stations. They've done this through Norwest and another consulting company called Tetra Tech. These stations give real-time data. You can look this up on the website. We'll give out some website addresses here a little later. Literally anybody can go and see just what the water quality in the Purgatory is like at any time during the day. If they, you know, considering irrigating in, you know, that day, they can literally look and see what the water quality is like at that time. So that's a big part of protecting the irrigation water quality. We also kind of pioneered the same system in the Apishapaw, where we have three gauging stations or stream monitoring stations there.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
So let's talk about hydraulic fracturing, fracking,
yes,
as it is known. Real hot button, hot topic,
yes,
right now.
It certainly is.
So tell us what it is.
First, let me qualify. I'm not a petroleum engineer, but I'll give you kind of my understanding of the process. Hydraulic fracturing is really a process of breaking up the coal seam so as it allows gas to flow to the well bore, and they do this by pumping a mix of primarily water, sand, nitrogen, and a few additives into the coal seam under a lot of pressure, and that fractures the seam and provides a sort of a conduit to the well bore so the gas can be extracted. I think one of the issues, there's been a lot more development in shale gas, not necessarily here in the Raton Basin, but in other parts of the country. And with the fracks that occur in the shale formations, typically they're targeting maybe a seam that's, say, 40 feet thick, and they need a lot more pressure. It's a much denser, harder rock, requires a lot more water. Some, you know, I've seen numbers like 500,000 gallons of water for a shale gas type frack. Here in the Raton Basin, we're primarily targeting fairly narrow coal seams, maybe 2 to 4 feet thick.
Mm-hmm.
And coal naturally tends to be more permeable, so you need far less pressure and water, sand, to get a similar result. So the water required for, say, a CBM frack is about a tenth or less than it is for a shale frack.
Okay. And so we're concerned with the process because of...
Well, it's the additives seem to be the big concern. And like I said, we deal a lot with Pioneer Natural Resources, and they've been very upfront for quite a while in listing what they use in their fracks. They've been sort of a voluntary process where they can list that information on a website called frackfocus.org. And then here, just in the last couple days, new regulations have been put in place by the COGCC. I know you probably may have seen this in the paper just in the last couple days.
Yeah, we've had it here.
Where it's now mandatory for them to report everything they use in their fracks, and that includes not just the ingredients, but the concentrations.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, the companies that we've dealt with are all for that. They feel like, yeah, once more of that education takes place, that'll help alleviate some of those fears.
No Colonel Sanders here. No secret recipes.
Well, no, not really.
Yeah. So that's good. And yes, the more that we know, the better we can feel about this whole process. It is a necessary process in obtaining this methane gas.
Yes, and it's a process that has been going on for many years, and I think I've become much more focused on here lately, but I think they've been doing fractures in Texas for 60 years, and in parts of Colorado probably 40 years or more.
So that's frackfocus.org, say, Bill? We're talking with Bill Ward, Norwest Corporation, by the way, for our Superstars of Business. And that's FRAC FOCUS. Is that how you?
Yes.
Okay. FRAC FOCUS, fracfocus.org. People would like to know more about that. Okay. Environmental consulting companies, Norwest out of Trinidad. I'm sure there are probably many environmental consulting companies in the world. And
yes.
What do you think makes Norwest different or special?
Well, I think because we are local. We employ local people. We, you know, can respond to issues on a day-to-day basis, even an hour-to-hour basis if we need to. And I think we also have a little better... Are a little more in touch with the local community, employing local people. So therefore, we have a little better understanding of some of the local concerns. You know, my kids live here. They drink the water.
Have a stake in it.
Have a stake in it.
Okay, very good. So local and the presence, what programs in the community does Norwest participate in?
Well, one of the biggest ones I've been involved in here lately is I'm now on the board of directors for the Purgatory River Anglers chapter of Trout Unlimited. And, you know, I think maybe you've talked with Howard Lackey.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've got a project that they're working on in rehabilitating and reestablishing the Purgatory River through Trinidad for trout. And, you know, I'm really happy to be a part of that. And I think it's a really valuable project for the community. And I would just like to add, too, that the local chapter of Trout Unlimited is having their Christmas party and kind of monthly meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at Blackjack's. And please, if you're interested in trout fishing or our project on the Purgatory River, please come out and visit with us this evening.
Yeah, that's a great project.
It is a great project.
Going. And that's tonight.
That's tonight, yes.
Blackjack's, okay.
You can learn a lot more about it. We've also gotten much more involved with the local Chamber of Commerce, both in Trinidad, and we're starting to get up and going with the Raton Chamber of Commerce. So we do a lot with, like, the Santa Fe Trail Days, try to... A big part of our job these days is educating people.
Right. And well, how can we get more information then?
Well, there's a couple of good websites out there, one that we've developed, and it's called RatonBasinWatershed.org.
RatonBasinWatershed.org.
Yes, all
okay.
One word.
All right.
And it addresses a number of different topics. The water well issues that we've talked about, there are links there to the stream monitoring station, the live websites where you can, both the Apishapawatershed.org and the PurgatoryWatershed.org, there are links there. I think tomorrow I think you'll be talking with Angie Welch, a hydrologist out of our Denver office who's helped us set up the Apishapaw monitoring program.
Okay.
She can provide you a lot more information on that.
Okay. And then you also said fracfocus.org is another good information site, and then Norwest has its own site too, I'm sure.
Yes, okay. NorwestCorp.com.
NorwestCorp.com. All right, very important topics, very important part of business here in our area is energy related, and coal bed methane is Norwest Corporation. They are consulting company with...
Primarily environmental consulting.
Primarily environmental consulting. And Bill Ward, we've been speaking with. You said you had six local employees, is that
correct?
Yes,
currently six.
Okay.
Well, and we've got two out of our Salt Lake office now who are working with a new elk mine just in the last few months. So
okay.
We're expanding into that area.
That is gearing up as they,
yeah.
They're gearing up their production,
yes.
Too, and ramping it up. Well, that's good. We like the jobs, the economic activity, but also we want to balance it because we're a beautiful area that we live in, and it's got to be protected. It's got to be environmentally sound. So some good things coming up. Disclosure is always good, and as they are saying now, the catchword in politics is transparency. So
transparency is a big deal these days. We're trying to be as transparent as possible with everything we do.
Okay. Bill Ward, thank you for coming and telling us a little bit about Norwest Corporation, our superstars of business.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hear us again tomorrow when we'll do another rendition of Superstars of Business. We'll have another guest from Norwest Corporation as Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors an in-depth look at businesses, products, and services, organizations that make our area work. If you'd like to learn more about Pioneer Natural Resources, they have a website too. That's www.pxd.com.